Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Playlist Club, the music podcast with your weekly playlist of fan favorites and new artists. This is Brianna along with
Nancy,
Sandy,
and Momo.
This week on the Playlist Club, we are finally doing a deep dive on one of my favorite groups, one of the leaders of the fourth generation boy groups globally, and going on their, what I would say, their third world tour, maybe, and their second world tour just this year, the one, the only, ATEEZ. So before we go any further, let's
start that playlist.
So we are finally here, girls. We are finally doing a deep dive on ATEEZ. And I still can't believe that it has honestly taken us 46 episodes to basically cover this group. Because I feel like most of us girls are fans, right?
Yeah.
ATEEZ was brought up like first season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to say it's funny because my king sent us a screenshot of our message from 2020. So right around when we started the podcast. And I was like a casual listener and Nancy was like, And then like, look at us. Full fans. Stan.
You know, like Facebook memories and stuff. Like you yeah. kind of not the brightest.
Yeah.
One of those moments.
You know, sometimes you need that awakening or like moments. But before we go any further, I want to address something. There was a fourth voice that probably didn't sound like my king. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Momo. I am Brianna, Nancy's sister. I'll be joining this episode today.
Woo!
Yes, we have a special guest. Unfortunately, my king wasn't able to join us today, but we have Momo, my sister, my best friend, my ex-roommate, Momo. I would say she's the probably in like our circle, our life. She's probably the biggest 18-y here. So it'll be interesting to see who wins the quiz later.
Not me.
Like who's going to win.
Not me.
So how did like Nancy convince you besides letting you know that it was going to be an AT-centered episode?
I think it was probably like a month ago. She's been asking me if I wanted to join, but I'm like, no, I'm not very comfortable with hearing my voice and stuff like that. But yesterday she finally asked and I'm like, oh no. And she goes, what would it take for you to do this podcast? Because it's only going to be the two of us. And then she goes, I'll pay you money to do it. So I'm like, you know what?
I'll take it.
Hold on. Just so you guys know, this is not a Playlist Club fun. It's my own personal
fun. Yes. I was going to say, I didn't know we had a bank account.
So she bribed me.
Bank account.
I didn't bribe you. You're like, oh, I want to take this awesome test that my own roommate put effort into doing.
Oh, man. Well, that's too funny. Well, welcome to the Playlist Club, Momo. You're one of our most loyal listeners. I do know that.
You have our little brother, out. Too. So.
And our little brother and a few others that I know of. I don't know. You probably know about our deep dives. But for our deep dives, if you're new, we just basically go do a deep dive, cover a group. We've done many in the past. We've done G-Idol, which was our most recent one, and then we did Day6 way back. Like I said earlier, most of you ladies are familiar with ATEEZ, but I thought I'd just do like a nice brief history before we go over each of the profile. If you girls know like something else that you think we should know or is important, feel free to jump in. Especially you, Momo, if I say something wrong, let me know. So to start off, the world, get it, Momo? The world was first introduced to the eventual lineup of ATEEZ through a pre-debut show called KQ Fellas on their YouTube channel. I don't know if you girls watched that, but it was basically a 19 episode vlog style. Something that I feel like is pretty popular among like newly debuting like groups that are forming. And it was called KQ Fellas. And what it basically was it covered their time a little bit in Korea, but most of the time spent in, it looks like it was LA while they're like going to different dance studios, basically like preparing themselves for debut because this was like their KQ Fellas day. And they actually made a music video too. I believe the song is called From. And what was most interesting though was that there's actually 9 boys featured on KQ Fellas, but when ATEEZ officially debuted, there was only 8. So when the final lineup came up, it consisted of 8 members: Hongjun, Songhwa, Yuno, Yeosan, San, Wooyoung, Mingi, and Jungho. And then this final group also made appearances with other pre-debut shows. I don't know if you girls mm-hmm. noticed them, but pre-debut shows like Mix 9 and then their other pre-debut show, which essentially was like leading up to their comeback, Codename 8Ts. That one's actually super funny. So this era, I feel like, is very important to their identity in a way, because this is where we got the legendary, I think it's mm-hmm. legendary, their legendary dance performance for Pick It Up. And I would definitely recommend it if you girls haven't seen it yet. Did you girls watch any of the pre-debut content at all?
Is Pick It Up the one where they're dressed up in black and then they're like in the parking ramp or something?
Yeah. Yeah, shoot. From Dexter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, that one. Shoot. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first content I saw from them. And I was like, oh, they're good at dancing.
Right?
But
right?
then that was pretty much it, because I don't even know. What was I? I wasn't in my K-pop phase the year that they were starting. I was in the American band phase. So I remember seeing it and then just being like, oh, whatever. They're good at dancing, and then ignoring it. But yeah, I would say it's legendary.
I was only introduced to them after, like, I think they went to K-Con or something and they did the random dance. Because I remember just coming home and Momo will be watching it. And then I just remember the guys dancing and I'm like, oh, okay.
What about you, Momo? Are you one of the legendary
pre-debut 18? No, I was not. I only found out about them through, like, an article, because they were going to their first world tour. And then there was, like, an article saying, like, this, like, rookie boy group was very big overseas. So I checked them out. I think I checked out Pirate King. And then I just kind of left it from there. And then I think it was around Wave when I started to like them again. I'm like, oh, this group is pretty good. And then for like new groups, I like watching like their content to get to know their names and like how they really are. Mm-hmm. So I think I started watching Codename, which was kind of show their personality more.
Yeah, I would definitely say Codename ATEEZ is super fun, because I feel like that's when they were really gearing up for like debut, because you got to see them record a bit of their eventual debut song. And I think that show was actually where that girl saw them in the streets saw them, because they were on a mission or something. But definitely highly recommend Codename ATEEZ. And then if you want to see like baby ATEEZ, go watch the KQ Fellas stuff, because they don't look the same no more. But yeah, so after those pre-debut shows and with the final lineup solidified, ATEEZ officially made their debut on October 24th, 2018 with their title track, Pirate King. This was off of their debut mini album, Treasure, Episode 1, All to Zero, under KQ Entertainment. And if you don't know KQ Entertainment, this is actually the like overseeing entertainment agency of Seven Seasons, or the label that Black B was signed under. Not too long after that, they came up with their official fan club name called ATEENY. And that was actually, was it chosen by their fans, Michelle? I don't know if you know that or not. Or was it chosen by KQ?
I think fans kind of came up with ideas, and I think they might have chosen it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then it's basically a combination of, was it ATEEZ and Destiny together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so when you put ATEEZ and Destiny together, you get ATEENY.
Yay!
So I'm going to jump right into it, into their profiles. So I kind of mentioned the full lineup already, but we'll talk a little bit more about them. So first up, we have Kim Hongjun, aka The Captain, rapper and composer for ATEEZ. If you guys don't know, he's the leader, but they kind of spun it. ATEEZ won't admit to it, but it's a pirate concept.
Mm-hmm.
But so what it basically is, who is like the leader of a pirate ship? The captain is. So he's the captain of ATEEZ. And fun fact, he was actually the first trainee under KQ, and he actually didn't want to be a trainee. He auditioned to be a composer, so he sent his CD of like a CD to KQ, and they eventually just kept it. And then they decided to have him come under them, but as a trainee. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Just like Yugi Suga.
Right? So next we have Park Sung-hwa. He is the vocalist and visual. And a fun fact, this is like a fun fact personally, I feel like he's the most teased member in ATEEZ, especially by like the 1999 line. Mm-hmm. And like he's kind of like the mom of the group too. He does a lot of the cleaning in the like their dorm room. So I don't know if you girls seen that, but he is the mom of the group. Next up, we have Jung Yoon-ho, or else Yoon-ho. He is the performer, vocalist, and my favorite member. And he actually made his debut as an actor in 2021 as, unfortunately, the second lead, not the first lead, but the second lead in the drama called Imitation. Up next, we have Kang Yo-sung, aka Yo-sung. He is the vocalist, performer, and visual of ATEEZ. A fun fact about Yo-sung is that he is a MC on SBS's MTV The Show, and he's one of the first MCs within ATEEZ, so that's super cool. And then after that, we have Taesan. He is the vocalist and performer in ATEEZ, and one fact about him is that he's actually has, I would say, the biggest stage presence, one of the like best stage presence amongst like fourth generation boy groups. And he is also self-proclaimed the pride of Namhae, which is where he's originally from, or his hometown. Next up, we have Song Min-gi. He is a performer and rapper within the group, and as stated by himself, not me, himself, Song Min-gi has yet to find his own specialty. I don't know what that means, but this is from his own words, but he's super funny. And then next up, we have Jung Woo-young. He is the performer and vocalist in the group. As you can tell, we have a lot of those. And he is actually a former Big Hit trainee and knows Yeonjun from TXT pretty well. And then last up, we have Choi Jung-ho. He is the main vocalist and the youngest in the group. And a fun fact, he can break an apple in half with just his hand. So with that, that rounds off ATEEZ in the final lineup. Do any of you girls have a favorite member in this group, or like who catches your eyes?
I share the same bias as Brie. You know, but then I guess I should mention my bias records are Woo-young, although he's annoying sometimes. Min-gi is also a bias record.
The first person who caught my eye was actually Hongjoon. And then my actual bias is Jung-ho. I'll say my bias records would be including Yoon-ho and Jung-ho is 2-ho, and then Hongjoon.
When I first learned of ATEEZ, I didn't really have one, I would say, because I think overall they were just really good. But I'd say that going to the concert, Min-gi was my favorite. Mm. But then Woo-young, there's something about Woo-young, okay? There's something about Woo-young.
He's very
handsome. I don't want to admit, I don't think he's like my bias record, but then he is definitely getting close to a bias record. I think Min-gi will always be my favorite. Although I do really like Jung-ho's vocals.
I mentioned it, but Yoon-ho he is on my alt list with J-Hope and WOW from Ace. He is up there.
Hold on, what do they all have in common, Brie?
They're all from Gwangju. Actually, the first member who caught my eye, though, was actually Sung-hwa. And, like, he was just, I don't know, he was just really good looking. I don't know which era they were in. I just thought the dude was really good looking.
I think it was blue hair Yoon-ho that got Brie.
Yes. Blue hair Yoon-ho. I've said this on the podcast before, but blue hair Yoon-ho got me. Because I think this was, like, pandemic. And I was in, like, the city I lived in all by myself. And it was so isolating. But I had blue hair Yoon-ho to carry me through that. Legit. Like, all I listened to was ATEEZ. Like, Momo has the screenshot. Maybe we'll post that. Maybe not. But it's literally screenshots of, like, me asking Momo, send me ATEEZ stuff. And that's literally what she did. But we kind of went through their profiles. I think it's important to talk about, like, their music, too. Since debuting, they have released 8 mini albums and then 2 full-length albums, not including their Japanese releases. I mentioned earlier, but they debuted with Treasure EP1 All to Zero in October of 2018 with their title track Pirate King. And then soon after, not even like half a year later, they had their comeback with Treasure EP2 Zero to One with their title track Say My Name. And then soon after that, they did Treasure EP3 One to All, and then their title track for this promotions was Wave, but they also had Illusion to accompany it. And then later in the 2019 was a crazy year for them. Later in that year, they did Treasure EP Finn, which is a wrapping up of their Treasure series, All to Action, with their song Wonderland. I think that was definitely like a pivotal song for them. But then not even like a year Oh my god.
Not even a year.
Like some months later. Like
not even a year 4 months. 4 months later, I think they came out with one of their best songs on the album Treasure Epilogue, Action to Answer, with the title track Answer. I think most of us girls would agree that's one of our favorite songs by ATEEZ. And then after wrapping up that series, they started a new series called Zero Fever Part 1, and that one came out in July 2020 with their, I'm just going to call it, dual title track songs, Inception and Thanks. And then in March 2021, they did Zero Fever Part 2 with their song Fireworks. And then after that was Zero Fever Part 3 in September of 2021 with Deja Vu. And then wrapping up that year, they came out with another song on their Zero Fever Epilogue album, Turbulence and the Real. Not too long ago, they just had a new album out called The World EP1 Movement with their title track Gorilla. Dang, a lot of music. What do you girls think?
They released a lot in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But then I personally thought it was pretty successful. Like, even though it was during COVID, the songs that they've been putting out was pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was like later in 2020 when I really got into ATEEZ, I'd say. Because Answer, I remember hearing it, but I was just like, oh, it's good. And then, you know, I ignore it for like 7 months. And then I'm like, oh, it's actually like really good. Because I remember listening to Say My Name and that was about it. And then I just like never like cared about them. But yeah, Answer literally pulled me in. I was like, okay, I really, really think this group is good. And they have a lot of potential to be like one of the leading groups of the fourth gen. Because we all know there's like 100 groups that debut every day. So.
Yeah, because I think for me, what really grabbed my attention was their Treasure EP3 Went to All Their Wave and Illusion promotions. Once again, that was Blue Hair Yunho, but all of their music on that album, like, surprisingly really liked, because they released Aurora, which was one of Hong Jun's like self-produced tracks. And like, I thought that song was really good too. And like, it surprised me how much I liked their B-sides, because that's something like I don't be like you find too often with groups. Their title tracks can be really good, but then on the flip side to that, sometimes B-sides are like okay, I feel like. But then like, I feel like a lot of ATEEZ's B-sides are really good, which isn't something I feel like you can say too often with groups in general. But yeah, how about you, Momo?
I feel like the past 4 years, I think their storyline really helped their albums kind of develop. I think because of that, and also like they continuously release like music, like even throughout the pandemic, it kind of helps like their fans kind of listen to new music.
They actually won their first like ever music win on June 20th, 2019 on M Countdown with Wave, my favorite title track. Later on, they participated on Kingdom Legendary War. I don't know if listeners remember, but we covered that too in one of our episodes. They got third place overall on the whole show, only to be bested, and the show was actually won by Stray Kids. But I think like with their music styles, if you haven't been able to watch that show yet, it really showcases their ability to adapt and like change to different styles. And I think that really impressed the expert on the show. And then they actually placed first with the first performance, the 100 second challenge. And then they also placed first when they did their comeback stage with The Real. What did you girls think of The Real performance on Kingdom?
I think The Real was my favorite out of all of them, music-wise and like stage presence-wise. I only remember The Real and Icon's performances. I can't remember anybody else's. I don't even know what Stray Kids was.
Was it the Wolf one?
Wolfgang, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So honestly, I didn't like it when I first heard it. I didn't like the song, but how they execute it was really good and very different. And I thought it was very unique, like with the whole microphone thing going on. I mean, Jungho was awesome, Apple Break at the end. For me, I felt like they weren't really there to compete. It was more so to have fun. I think out of all the groups, they were the underdog because like they came from a company that like it's pretty small. Because you have like YG, you have JYP, FNC. You have FNC, and was it Q?
B2B.
Oh yeah, yeah, B2B. B2B, and then you have the boys.
Yeah, no, I think it was definitely very unique in how they use their stage props, how they interacted with the other contestants.
Yeah.
So I think you brought up a good point in them saying, in saying that they're there to have fun, but also to like promote their own name versus winning the show.
Yeah.
So, because like you have a lot of successful boy groups on the show, so you're gonna have other fans on the show, mm-hmm. or other people watching the show because of fans.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely a highlight from Kingdom. But besides going on shows, they also have their own content with which I personally enjoy off of their YouTube channel. If there is one thing that 18ies are, is that they are spoiled with content. Each member has like their own like member specific content on YouTube. For Hongjun, he has By Hongjun, which he either like recreates songs or creates song. And I think the last one that I've seen was when he did Black and White with the Michael Jackson song. And then Mars ASMR is an ASMR show with Songhwa. Anis, which is my personal favorite, not because it's Yinho. It's basically a news show, just basically updating 18ie what everyone is doing, almost like a vlog. But he acts as like a news anchor, which I personally enjoy. Next up, we have Yosang with his omniscient view, which he just kind of, I feel like it's almost like a science experiment almost. His is like one of the more entertaining ones, in my opinion. And then for Sans, his is the Sanshalin guide, which he goes and like, he cooks in this one. Correct, Momo?
I don't know if he cooks, but I think he like goes eat places.
Oh.
And then like he kind of like reviews the food and stuff. Oh, like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a food review show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I think it's the next, it's Wooyoung's that does that.
Oh, that does the cooking?
Yeah.
Well, since we brought up Wooyoung, Wooyoung's is Enjoy Muk Wooyoung, which like Momo said, it's a cooking show. And then we have Minky Way, which is basically Minky's runway style show. And then we have the last one with Jong-os, which is Jong-ho's content. And he basically covers original O's songs sometimes if he can. Sings it with the original singer of that original soundtrack. So it's super interesting, and I think it's really telling in like the personalities of each member with the different personal contents that they do. Because with Jung-ho, he's the main vocalist, and they don't really do ballad songs in AT, so this is Jung-ho's way of like showcasing his voice. So I would definitely recommend listeners to go watch these personal contents if you are interested in AT's, just to see their different personalities and interests. And so aside from doing those, they've been on two world tours, and then they actually have a third one coming soon.
Are we going?
The reason why I'm crying is because we aren't going, unfortunately. The robots beat us to it. But their first world tour was their 2019 expedition tour. They had 19 stops across Europe, the US, and then Australia. I believe they had two stops there. And then their second one that was canceled, unfortunately, they were able to perform, I think, in Seoul. Was it just Seoul in Japan?
Yeah,
Korea. Because it was just Win.
Yeah, so just one show, but it was originally called the 2020 The Fellowship Map the Treasure. But then, like I said, it was postponed. And it was supposed to run across Asia, Europe, and the US. But then with the pandemic happening, they postponed the show all the way until 2022. And then, which was actually the concert we went to, the 2022 The Fellowship Beginning of the End tour. And that one had just 17 stops. And they actually weren't able to go to, I think, one or two in Europe.
Yeah.
But then, like I mentioned, they are going to go on a third one in 2022 again. Imagine that, touring for the whole year, which is the Fellowship Break the Wall tour. And it's supposed to have multiple stops across the US and Europe. And I think there might be more to come as well. So hopefully they're able to hit, if I'm wrong, Southeast Asia. I don't think they listed any places there yet, but hopefully they can make it down to Southeast Asia and even South Asia too. So yeah, so those are some of the tours that they've been on. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but like, how would you describe their music?
I think definitely pop. I feel like hip-hop too, because yeah, some of their songs are hip-hop. I don't know how to describe it, but like, this might be controversial, but like, they kind of remind me of like BAP. Like, I feel like their music,
like the sound,
like they're kind of like versatile. They can do different genres. I don't know where I saw it, but there's like an article where like Daehyun said that AT's like stands out to him because they kind of remind him of BAP.
Yeah, I definitely think their music is like with hip-hop, EDM, trap, but it has, we kind of mentioned it earlier, but it has changed over time with the different trilogies. I feel like they're exploring different genres each time, and that's something that I enjoy because they're consistent with, like we said, their themes, but also experimenting with new. But like, this is one of the questions I want to ask you girls is, what did you think about the concert? I feel like we haven't really like talked about that, at least on the podcast. I think this group right here we have together, too bad my king can't join us to talk about it with us, but what did you girls think about their concert? Are they worth, in our words, $200?
I bought my ticket for $60. Second or third level? I can't remember.
Nosebleed seats, girl. We have the very back. What?
I don't care about nosebleed seats. As long as I'm there, I'm cool with. And like, it was for $60, which is like the cheapest K-pop ticket I ever bought. And I would say that it was amazing. This is the first concert since COVID, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was definitely really good, really fun. The opening, like, I'm going to be talking a lot. The opening was just great. Like, you see their shadow of their silhouette and everything. And then Brianna mentioned earlier about Answer being one of the best songs. It's true. Mm-hmm. Like, just the opening to Answer. You know when something's so good and it just, like, messes with your feels and everything? It messed me up a little. But then...
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but then, like, it just really hit the feelings, you know? What else was good? Oh, the rap line. So good. Mingi, so good. Like when he came out with his boxer stuff. Rocky. Yeah, as Rocky, the leaders, the real two. Like, I was looking forward to that because they used their Satori in there. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to record this whole thing. Like I said, there are songs that you're not going to like, but then when you hear it live, it hits different. The real Thanks. Was one of them because I became obsessed.
Fireworks.
I didn't like fireworks. But was seeing Woo Young dance to that, that was a different story.
$60, I feel like, is a steal for one of their concerts just because they have so much stage presence and like their dancing is so dynamic that like you pay attention. And like, even though we were in the basically the last row in the nosebleed seats, you were still able to see them perform and then see their expressions, and then like you could still feel the energy from up there. So that's definitely something that I personally really enjoyed and noticed with this group. A lot of the songs that I really liked is, or just something I like in general about ATEEZ is they, I call them anthem songs. Like a lot of their songs are meant, like you can listen to them, but a lot of their songs are meant to be performed in like big spaces because then the music fills out the room. It gets the audience hyped. And one of those songs, like you guys said, was Wonderland and Answer. Like, those are two anthem songs that I really enjoyed during their performances. But one of the other songs that I was, like, really surprised by was Take Me Home.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Over and over and over.
Yeah, woo! Take Me Home. That was, like, it was the first time they performed it overseas, I believe. But it's the first time performing it, and they had mirrors. And so I'll leave it at that. You listeners will have to go check out our Instagram to go see like bits and pieces of the performances. But that song really shocked me because I don't feel like it's a typical AT song either. I don't know if you girls would agree with that or not. It reminded me a little bit of Desire, but it was super fun. But what did you think, Mama? What did you think of the concert?
Okay, first of all, I was going to end up watching the concert through our
hotel.
Oh, yeah, hotel was pretty nice.
Because our hotel was right across the arena, or was it stadium?
Yeah, arena. Oh, right now.
So it was like an hour before the concert. I was like, I'm just gonna watch it from here and just lay on the bed.
Because why?
Because one of our sisters didn't get tickets. But then we last minute did. Our spot wasn't that bad. When they first opened and you saw like their shadows, I was like, oh, it's coming.
Did you tear up?
I almost did. Because they're like my favorite group. Like I follow them a lot too.
More than BTS?
BTS is up there too, but ATEEZ has been growing. Their concert was good. It was definitely worth it because their stage presence, they were all very, very good. Or like, yeah, they just all had good stage presence and like their vocals. And like, you can tell they're live. Their live vocals, I'm glad like when they perform like in the Korea shows, they do live because it kind of helps them during concerts. Oh yeah, when I saw San's hand up for Answer, I was like, dude, I have to record this because this is one of the songs I really wanted to see live. And I gotta say, I almost got teary because I'm like, dude, I love this song.
This is it, y'all.
Yep. Yeah, they were really good at answer too because the dance between Son and Woo-young kind of built up like the song up. And then the song that I was like, I could remember forever is definitely Take Me Home.
Right?
Yeah,
do you feel like it's one of those moments where you have to be there?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be performing that song anymore. It's like the song where if you miss it, you're going
to
miss it.
Definitely, if you have the chance to, I believe this episode will be out before the concert. If you have the chance to go see ATEEZ, even if you like, you're a casual fan, I would say I would recommend you go just to go like be in like the concert, but they're like wonderful performers. I believe in the US, they have a couple stops in California and then Arizona, surprisingly, Texas, Atlanta, Chicago, and then a few east. So definitely go check out ATEEZ if they're coming to a city near you. Hashtag not sponsored by KQ Entertainment. Now that we've talked and gotten to know a bit more about ATEEZ, it's time for my favorite part of our deep dives. It's quiz time. Now time to get out your pens, papers, phones, whatever you want to keep track of your answers on. So this means you two listeners, I want to hear to see if you guys beat the resident ATEE here at PLC. And then the winner gets bragging rights as the biggest ATEE in PLC. So definitely
the winner gets a free ticket to the concert. Just kidding.
Yeah, no. Girl,
we didn't even get tickets.
We couldn't even get concert tickets. But definitely get your pens and paper or electronic devices out because we are going to take the quiz. You girls ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The first question I have for you girls, I call the quiz ATEEZ quiz, the one to find the true ATEE. But the first question is, what was ATEEZ's debut song? A, Wave, B, Twilight, C, Pirate King, or D, Treasure?
I feel like I'm gonna have a
don't
cheater.
Look at my momo.
I'm gonna have a cheater here.
Okay, so question number two. When did ATEEZ make their debut? A, November 24th, 2018. B, September 28th, 2018. C, August 18th, 2018. Or D, October 24th, 2018. Next up, we have what other survival shows did ATEEZ appear on pre-debut? We have A, Produce 101, Codename ATEEZ, The Unit. We have B, Codename ATEEZ, Mix 9, The Unit. We have C, Mix 9, The Unit, KQ Fellas. Or D, KQ Fellas, Codename ATEEZ, or Mix 9. Okay, question number four. What is ATEEZ's fandom name? We have A, ATEE, B, Destiny, C, Auroras, and D, Teeny. Okay, so we have question number five. Which member was the first trainee at KQ Entertainment? We have A, Yoonho, B, Hongjun, C, San, and D, Mingi. So question number six. When and what song did ATEEZ get their first ever win with? Bonus point, girl, for the show they wanted on. So we have A, June 20th, 2019 with Wave. B, July 20th, 2019 with Illusion. We have C, June 20th, 2019 with Aurora. And then we have June 20th, 2019 with Illusion.
Count down, guess my.
Question number seven. What tour was postponed in 2020 due to the pandemic? We have A, Map the Treasure, The Fellowship. We have The Fellowship, Beginning of the End. We have C, The Fellowship, Map the Treasure. And then we have D, The Expedition Tour. Some of these I try to be tricky on. Question number eight. What place did ATEEZ place overall on the reality show Kingdom Legendary War? We have A, first, B, third, C, fifth, and D, seventh. Question number nine. Which member hosts the show on news? A, Sunghwa, B, Yosang, C, Yoonho, D, Jungho. And then last question for you girls. Which album gave ATEEZ the prestigious Million Sales Certification? We have A, Zero Fever Epilogue. B, The World EP 1 Movement. C, Zero Fever Part 1. D, Zero Fever Part 3. All right, so if you girls are ready, we are going to start grading, talking about the answers. Hopefully you girls get 11 out of 10 with a bonus point. So the first question I had in our deep dive quiz, 80s quiz, the one to find the true 18-y, we have question number 1. What was 80s' debut song? Hopefully you girls got this right. I'd be very sad if you didn't. But the answer was C, Pirate King.
Yeah. I'm excited because I never haven't taken a quiz in a while. So I'm a little extra.
Question number 2. When did 80s make their debut? I hope you girls put down D, October 24th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Yep. October 24th is important in our family in other ways, but...
That's the only, that's the only way I remember.
Question number 3. What other survival shows did ATs appear on pre-debut? So I hope that everyone decided to put down C. No, I'm just kidding. D. KQ Fellas, Codename ATs, and Mix 9. Question number 4. What is ATs' fandom name? Okay, if y'all didn't get this one, you can't win it.
Go back home.
Go back. But the answer was A, 18-y. Hopefully you girls got that right. Mm-hmm. The next question is, which member was the first trainee at KQ Entertainment? So if you were paying attention earlier, this member submitted their CD as a composer, and this member was B, Hongjun. So hopefully you girls got that right. Question number 6, when and what song did ATs get their first ever win with? And then the bonus point, they actually won on June 20th, 2019. So this is option A with their song Wave. And hopefully you guys got the bonus point, but it's actually on M Countdown.
Yeah!
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 I really guess.
Get it.
I was like,
that's the only Momo. One I know.
Yeah, I got it.
Woo! Yeah.
That was the only one I remember of all the music shows. One.
Nice. I thought I'd throw that in because I almost didn't remember.
Did you say that earlier?
I did.
I was like, oh man, I'm just going to put this down because this is the only one I know.
Question number 7. What tour was postponed in 2020 due to the pandemic? The answer was C, The Fellowship Mount the Treasure.
Ooh, Nancy's got everything.
Question number 8. What place did ATs overall get on the reality show Kingdom Legendary War? I hope you did not put D, because there is only 6 teams on the show. And the answer was actually B, third place overall. Yeah, I was like, I hope you guys didn't put D.
No, oh no.
Question number 9. Which member hosts the show on news? I hope you guys put down C, Yunho, because that is my favorite personal content. And then last up, we have question number 10. Which album gave ATs the prestigious million sales certification? So I didn't mention this on the show at all, so it was probably a guess for you girls. Hopefully you got it right, but it was actually B, the World EP Movement, EP 1 Movement.
Okay. Gorilla. Yeah. Okay. I guess. Okay.
Yep, Gorilla. Surprisingly, this was their first million album seller. I think the second closest one was Zero Fever Part 3 or else Zero Fever Epilogue. Every comeback that they made with new trilogies, they doubled their sales, which is very interesting to see. But yeah, their latest album with Gorilla was their first million albums one. So super interesting. So tally up your score. We'll go one by one. We'll save Momo last.
Oh,
but Sandy, what did you get?
11 out of 10.
Oh, dang. Nancy?
I was supposed to have 11 out of 10, but then that was a trick question, so I got 10 out of 10.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. How about you, Momo?
I got negative 11.
Oh, nice.
Y'all are those dirty people that wanted to do extra credit. Just kidding.
we can just share.
I guess you and Sandy can share that title together then. And bragging rights. I almost didn't want to host this episode because I wanted to prove that I am a true 18-y, but... That's okay. You girls can take that bragging, right? So that brings us to the end of our quiz section. Hopefully, you listeners had a fun time going through the quiz with us. Let us know what you got. I want to know if you guys got 11 out of 10 or it's okay if you got 0 out of 10 because we can all learn together. I know most of us girls are fans and enjoy the music, so I won't ask you if you'd go to their concert because we kind of talked about this already. So my question to you is, what makes AT stand apart from like our saturated K-pop market? We kind of talked about it a bit more, but I would just love to hear that from you girls.
They're Satori. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely their music, but also like how everyone brings something to the team, I feel like. And just a lot of their interactions with themselves, like as a team, because it makes one team. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think their music is very different from other groups, which makes them stand out. And we talked about their music series, about like just a trilogy concept and all of that. I think overall just a very talented group and a group that didn't start from like a huge company that built a name for themselves. They were popular overseas before being popular at home too.
Aside from music, because we talked about a lot of their music, I think the group, you can tell like their chemistry is good with each other. And I think it also helps that their age difference or age gap between each member is not that big. So you can tell like how genuine, sincere they are with each other. And then like, I think their content, individual content, and like how their company does a lot of like variety shows that kind of brings fans more content, new content. And also before they even debuted, their company like did like pre-debut shows to get fans to get to know them and all that.
Yeah, I think ATEEZ is a group that doesn't limit themselves, which is nice to see. I feel like some groups get stuck in this one concept or there's one sound and they go with it for like the rest of their career, and it's like there's so much you can try. Like sometimes it doesn't work, but I feel like ATEEZ has been able to not limit themselves and make it work. And then their chemistry, you can tell they're more of a family than they are coworkers, because there's some of the groups when I watch them, I'm like, you definitely can tell they're coworkers. They're not family.
Which
so
is
like,
nothing wrong.
Yeah. So I like their dynamic because it reminds me of like BTS dynamic or like even Seventeen's dynamic of like they're very close. Like outside of their job, they hang out. They do things together. Whereas there are some groups out there, like they look like they're always together, but outside of the jobs, like if you look at their social media or anything like that, you definitely know they probably don't hang out with each other.
No, I think you girls bring up really good points in like highlighting group chemistry, not limiting themselves to like certain concepts. I think I wholeheartedly agree with you girls on those things. I think the other thing too is that they have like a healthy fan base too. In terms of growth, the fan base is always like active too. And they wholeheartedly protect their group, good or bad. 18 you definitely are there for AT. So that's something you definitely can appreciate with any fandom as long as they're respectful. But yeah, so that about wraps up our deep dive today for ATs. We hope that you enjoyed that deep dive and the random fun facts about this rising fourth generation boy group. If we miss anything or if I said something wrong, you know, let us know in the comments. I'm never afraid of critique, so let us know and hopefully we can improve next time. Also, if there's a group that you guys think we should listen to or cover, or a group that you feel like we would enjoy, definitely let us know too. We're always open to learning new groups, boy or girls, and it's always fun listening to new music. So for today's song recommendation, I would like to recommend, I kind of mentioned this earlier, but Take Me Home from ATEEZ's Fever Part 2 album. What did you girls think of the song?
Somebody take me home. Nee,
nee, nee, nee, nee, nee, nee. Okay, that saxophone line.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think that song was one of my favorite B-side track on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told Brianna this. I listened to it a lot, but seeing it live, it was definitely good.
I didn't like the song when I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those, you have to be there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to hear it live to like it.
I agree. I didn't like it at first, But seeing it live and with like the imagery and everything they had on stage, it really like brought out the specialness in it.
I don't know if any of us recorded it, but it definitely is a performance song, and it doesn't sound like the rest of the music. This is kind of like a theme that we've been talking about with this group, but it doesn't sound like their other music, but it still is a very good song. One thing I love about ATEEZ is that their B-sides are always pretty good, but Take Me Home is definitely a different side of ATEEZ that you don't normally get. I mentioned it, but it kind of reminds me of Desire from their earlier albums. It gives me those like vibes. So definitely go take a listen to Take Me Home by ATEEZ. That's all we have for today's episode. Make sure you check out the playlist for today's deep dive on Spotify called 4 Makes 1 Team. Woohoo! It is filled with some of our favorites from ATEEZ, so make sure you go listen to that playlist if you are interested in learning more about ATEEZ. If you haven't yet, make sure you like, follow, and or subscribe to us on your preferred podcast platform. Also, be sure to head on over to Instagram at playlist.club for show notes, concert videos, and anything else that we put out there. Again, as always, thank you for joining us at the Playlist Club.
Bye!